What about if taking that step, blooming painful, it can happen. You find yourself with some musculoskeletal issue and walking becomes just something you don't want to do. It could be that the circumstances of the lockdown and going into tier three just has meant that you don't get out as much as you should. It's interesting how quickly the body kind of falls into a state of disuse. And Alex Newton, the Beeston chiropractor, can talk us through a bit of that and give you inspiration to make sure you are keeping yourself in fine fettle. Morning, Alex.
Good morning, Alan.
It's quite shocking in a way how quickly muscles start to not wither away exactly, but, you know, a couple of weeks of not doing your usual routine, 2 or 3 weeks of feeling like you don't want to go out, it can make a big difference.
Yes, I mean, the change in the season compared to the last lockdown we had is quite significant with regards to, you know, people just don't want to go out. Everybody was out and about in the sunshine back in March and April when we had that sort of mini heat wave and summer came early for us. But these sort of darker mornings and darker nights and wet, we've had a lot of wet weather recently, has put people off and they've got out of the routine of getting out and about. And it is cause for concern because, as you say, very quickly we lose not only muscle tone, but confidence, which can affect our balance, and also risk of falling and things. So particularly with the elder population, and they lose muscle tone and balance very quickly. And they're the ones that seem to be suffering the most through this, is that, you know, they don't want to go out. They're not even going out shopping, a lot of them, and they're certainly not wandering around the shops and meeting their friends for coffee and things like that. And all that sort of gentle activity was keeping them going. But now they're just staying at home and, you know, quite limited. There's not so much gardening to do. They've probably done all the little jobs around the house. And it is cause for concern, and we're seeing it quite a lot. People are becoming very scared of going out, not just for the psychological reasons and of the risk of sort of contracting COVID, but also, you know, they physically don't feel that they can manage to do it. And that is a significant cause for concern for us.
Yes, it becomes a bit of a downward spiral if you're not careful. So what would you say to people who are conscious of the fact that they're not getting out and about as much as they should, or indeed people who look after older relatives? How do you address this problem?
Well, really, my main sort of way of sort of saying to people, get out every day. Even, you know, try and get out at lunchtime when the, you know, the weather's as better or the light is as good as it can be, and walk every day. It doesn't matter if it's just down to the 2 or 3 lampposts away and then come back and try and build it up. Don't try and sort of go too far and then get stuck and not be able to come back home again. But try and get out every day. See the fresh air or get some fresh air every day. It can be you can start off by doing quite short little walks, and then as your confidence builds, increase that. And if there is someone there that can walk with you, you know, even if it's just around the garden or around the drive, just go out every day. And that, when I say that to a lot of patients, they're like, oh, not quite sure I can do it every day. But you must. It's really important because nobody's doing anything else to a degree, and it is cause for concern.
It's that weird thing that perhaps when in normal times you go about your normal life, you don't really think about what you're doing. Most people don't think about the exercise, the mobility that they're putting into their lives just by doing their thing. Under lockdown, you don't sort of notice you're not doing it because you were never really conscious you were doing it. It needs people like you to say, look, this is, you know, you're getting on a bit, but this daily little bit of exercise counts for so much. So we'll take that as a huge inspiration and lesson. And for other people, we're looking at the lifting of the lockdown, but the return of tier 3. But now, last lockdown and this lockdown, the gyms have been closed and the swimming pools and things. Now they're going to reopen. Is this entirely good news for those who are quite active?
Absolutely, yes. But we have to be careful that we sort of don't try and pick up where we left off. So if you haven't done very much at all over the last month, then you really don't really want to be picking up the weights that you were lifting a month ago. Because as we've discussed earlier, you know, your muscle tone and your stamina, if you like, deteriorates relatively quickly. So if you haven't done very much over the last 4 weeks, really just make sure that you go back 2 or 3 levels so that you're not sort of lifting and causing any strain. A lot of people think, oh, no, now I need to get fit for Christmas and all that sort of thing. Not that we're going to be doing anything like get over Christmas, but, you know, be careful not to pick up where you left off. Go back two or three levels and then build it up. You'll build it up much quicker than you did the first time round, but the risks of injuries and muscle and joint strain are quite high when you sort of jump back straight into where you left off. So usually within 2 weeks of not doing something, you often, when you go back to the gym and you've not been for 2 weeks, it's like, have I ever been to the gym before? You know, your body sort of has a bit of a shock, and it takes you quite a while for your body to settle down. So be mindful of that, and be kind to yourself and build it up relatively slowly. It will build, it will come back quickly, but you've got to start back two or three notches or two or three kilos back before you get back to where you were. And, you know, be sensible, have rest days in between time. You know, if, you know, the classes and things like that are not available, so we're not sort of seeing people doing sort of something every day, all day, every day, although they're still available online, but sort of physically going to the gym or going to the pool might not be something that you tend to do every single day, and you're having a day off in between, giving your body time to rest and time to catch up. And remember, sort of lots of stretching afterwards and good warm-up beforehand to keep those muscles warm, especially with this cooler weather.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Newton, the Beeston Chiropractor.